Here is another right in action. We said he has to be separated. When he went down, he wasn't separated. He should not be enjoying with the pleasure of this world. His problem was his eyes. Now, men's problem are their eyes. They look. And they look again. And then they look again. And then the look becomes a thought. And a thought becomes a sin. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Don't look. And if it happened that is in your way, don't look again. Please don't look again. He said, it pleases my eyes. Actually, it's a Hebrew word. It pleases my eyes. He apparently just didn't look. He gazed. And he looked again. And he looked again. And he was completely taken up with her. That he said, she pleases my eyes. And he went down. The only time he went up, I think it's in the end of the book, when he went up to his, the end of verse 19, the last part of verse 19, he went up to his father's house. That's where he's supposed to be. But any time you let your Nazarite vow go away, you're going down, you're going down, you're going down. This is the word of God. I didn't write these things. Chuck said it, you know, that's the word of God. That's just the way it is. There is no two ways about it. Think of these things. When the enemy comes to you in a very subtle way and fill your vision with something that's not holy. How many lives have been destroyed? How many lives have been destroyed because of the garbage that they watch? And it's so addictive. There are people who spend time on the internet. And you guys are all computer savvy. Go to places that they should not be going to. Looking at things that you should not be looking at. And then you go back again. And you go back again. And you're smarter than your parents. You could hide these things on. You know computer very well. But I want to tell you something. You could hide them from your parents. How about the Lord? He's in that room. Next to your computer. He's watching where are you clicking. He's watching what are you visiting. He's watching who are you talking with. Don't play with fire. That's what Samson did. He went, he saw, and he looked, and he looked, and he looked, and he looked, and he dragged his parents with him. These are serious things. And you know of lives, and I know of lives, that was destroyed because of the internet, because of movies that they shouldn't be watching. It goes right in, and your brain is like a sponge. Just take these things in. These are very serious things. The enemy, Chuck said it, wanted to destroy. He's in the business of destruction. And he will take any mean, any way. Technology is wonderful, great. Computers are great. How about those iPod things that you guys are all have now? You could download 50,000 songs on them. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? You have these things on your ears day in and day out, and you're listening, and you're listening. What are you listening to? It's going to fill your mind. And even when you turn it off, these songs are playing in your mind.
Can you connect it with the verse we had last night? Go ahead.
You go.
Well, I just am thinking. It will have its effect. If it is sowing to the flesh, I don't care if nobody else in the world knows it. The results will soon be seen in your life.
God is not mocked.
He's not mocked.
It will come to light.
It will soon be seen. It may be the best kept guarded secret. No one else may know. But if it's sowing to the flesh, it will soon be open that everyone will be able to witness and to see. That's a solemn verse, you see. And it's really what we have here. She pleases me well. I think of probably every godly young man in this room would like to have a godly wife. But sad it is sometimes that some of us that weren't so godly have this vision that God is going to bring a godly sister into my pathway. What makes you think that? What makes you think that God is going to bring a sister who has lived her life in subjection and devotion to the Lord into your pathway, if you're a brother, that has lived for this world. Switch it. You're a sister, and you've perhaps been careless, but you have this idea that God is going to bring this brother into your pathway who is devoted, and he's served the Lord, and he's prayed, and he's waited for the Lord. Where are you getting these ideas? God is not mocked. He doesn't work that way. He brings together the Rebekahs and the Isaacs. We're going to see that a little later in the week. Those, as we see the character of Isaac in Genesis 22, and we see then the servant of God working in 24, and we'll break that little verse apart. I being in the way, the Lord led me. Now we need to be really conscious. What is it that I portray as a brother or as a sister? Do I portray Christ? Or as Emil has said, is it much of what this world is about? Others might be fooled, but the one that leads and the one that guides and the one that blesses, he isn't fooled. He knows, you see.
But again, don't bring me that verse when we talk about these things that God knows the heart. Because you hear that all the time. Oh, doesn't matter what I look or what I... God knows the heart. Yeah, that's true. God knows the heart. But I can't. I don't know what's in your heart. I look at you. And I see how you behave. And from their fruit, you would know them. So don't come with that excuse. It doesn't matter how I look. God knows my heart. Well, that is absolutely true. God knows your heart. But I can't. I don't know. When I see somebody in the street, I don't know if they are Christian or not. But if I see them cursing and carrying on, I would wonder if they are. If I see them dressed in a certain way, I would wonder if they are. I mean, let's not fool ourselves here and try to... Again, that's what scares me. The infiltration of the world way of thinking upon us. We all have these legal arguments. You know, everybody's a lawyer in his mind and can bring on technicality what's this and what's that. Forget it. It doesn't work with the things of God. It doesn't. You got to be simple and you got to be honest and you got to say it the way it is. Samson was supposed to be a separated man. Who he's going to marry? The Philistines. What did I say about the Philistines? They're thieves. Do you want to marry a thief? Are you out of your mind? You lock your house so the thief would not come in and rob your things. You want to bring him into your house? That's what he was doing. To rob her, to rob him from all of the blessing, that's what these guys are known for. And that's what happened when you link yourself. When you link yourself as an unbeliever. When you link yourself with a worldly Christian. Trust me, it might look good in the beginning. You get engaged, you get married, and then you have a disaster after that. Careful, young people. Careful, I beg you. Careful, don't destroy your life. Don't. That's what the enemy wanted to do. Separation unto God. Separation from evil. That is the secret. And here we saw what Samson... God intervened, but that's what Samson was going to do.